beautiful souls, welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and this week we're talking about those pivotal moments, those shifts that change everything. That's right, we're talking about the breakthrough. Let's get into it. Life is full of challenges, setbacks, and moments when we feel stuck, unsure of how to move forward in life. But within every challenge lies an opportunity, a chance to break through barriers, rise above limitations, and step into a new version of ourselves. The path of transformation is not always easy, but it's always worth it. The breakthrough is about pushing past the obstacles that hold you back and step boldly into your potential and who you're meant to be. It's about shifting your mindset, embracing resilience, and taking action towards the life you truly desire. Whether you're facing personal struggles, professional roadblocks, or inner doubts, this podcast today will be your guide towards your breakthrough. And a moment that changes everything for you, the strategies that we're going to unpack, the proven strategies and insights. You'll learn how to break free from fear, overcome self-limitations, and create a lasting change and impact in your life. So understand, your breakthrough is waiting and it's time to step forward and claim it today. We've all experienced those moments, that sudden clarity, that surge of energy, that feeling of finally breaking through a barrier that's been holding us back, whether it's in our personal lives, our careers, or our creative pursuits. Breakthroughs can be very transformative. This episode isn't about pretending breakthroughs are easy or that they happen overnight. It's about understanding the process, recognizing the signs, and cultivating the mindset that allows us to break through those limitations and achieve our full potential in life. So today we're going to get real and raw about the challenges of pushing past our comfort zones and explore how to create the condition that, you know, for those life-changing breakthroughs to just be present and play out fully. So we'll explore the different types of breakthrough. We'll discuss the common obstacles that can hinder our progress and growth. And we're going to unpack several strategies for creating the conditions for the breakthrough to occur, because you have to set it up. So we'll be honest about the discomfort and the uncertain times in life that often accompany all of these transformations, but we also will celebrate the joy, the liberation, and the empowerment that comes with breaking through limitations and achieving our goal. So let's get into it. Let's unpack some of the common types, different types of breakthroughs. One of them is personal breakthroughs, overcoming the limiting beliefs, the fears, or just overcoming any negative habits, creating breakthroughs, finding new inspiration, unlocking those creative blocks. I love when I have a breakthrough with a creative block, because there's some times where I'm not feeling creative. So when I have that breakthrough, it is phenomenal. I love innovation and just discovering innovative solutions, you know, and also there's relationship breakthroughs, resolving conflict in your relationship with your partner, your spouse, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, depending on the connection, or just healing from past wounds. So love a good relationship breakthrough. Also, there's career breakthroughs, achieving significant career milestones, landing your dream job, or starting a successful business. So those are all great career breakthroughs. And if you work hard and if you commit yourself to whatever it is you want career-wise, that's definitely something that could be, you know, manifesting for you now or in the future for sure. There are spiritual breakthroughs. Love a good spiritual breakthrough. Gaining new insights, experiencing a profound sense of connection, or finding inner peace. So I want to talk about a few common obstacles that can hinder breakthroughs. Fear of failure, the fear of making mistakes or not achieving perfect results. So you can't be afraid to fail. You have to be able to put yourself out there. You should be more afraid of not trying. And I know that doesn't seem scary, but it actually is, because if you don't try, you're in the same spot and you're not progressing and you're not elevating. So whatever it is that you are afraid of, be cautious and work on overcoming that fear. Use your level of discernment. You don't want to go full blast out there and, you know, call yourself conquering your fears. So you have to be very discerning when it comes to accomplishing and conquering your fears, being courageous. So be courageous with discernment. Please, please do that. Another one is getting out of your comfort zone, staying within familiar patterns and avoiding risk. Here's a big one. We always talk about this. Negative self-talk, the constant stream of critical thoughts, and undermining our self-confidence, lack of clarity, not having a clear vision or a goal or purpose. You have to plan, and you just have to take a moment to have that level of mental mindfulness so that you can have that level of clarity. And here is something: burnout, feeling exhausted and overwhelming, and it makes it difficult to find the energy for change and to be the best version of yourself when you burnt yourself out, when you were just running in place. Sometimes we're like, okay, I'm gonna accomplish this goal, and you're doing so much, but you're not progressing. So you're stuck in place and you're getting burned out. So be very careful that you're not moving in place. You're busy, but you can be busy in the same spot and not progressing. So you want to be mindful of that, having that level of mindfulness and discernment and emotional intelligence. You have to use that so that you're not getting burned out. Another one is external distractions, being constantly pulled away from our goals by external demands. So I want to talk about some practical strategies for the conditions for breakthroughs, because you have to have the right atmosphere. You have to have the right strategies. So the first thing is set clear goals and intentions. Define what you want to achieve and why that's so imperative to you. And get outside of your comfort zone. Take risks. Try new things. Challenge your limiting beliefs. Question the negative thoughts and beliefs that hold you back. Embrace failure as a learning opportunity. Don't be afraid to make mistakes. It's okay to put yourself out there. And if you fail, fail forward and learn from it. Practice mindfulness, self-reflection, pay attention to your thoughts, your feelings, and patterns. They matter the most. And cultivate a growth mindset. Believe in yourself, believe in your abilities, and let go of what you can't control and focus on the things that you can learn and develop to grow and just, you know, cultivate that growth mindset. And seek inspiration. Surround yourself with people who inspire you and encourage you, and be consistent. Break down your goals into smaller, manageable steps and be consistent with your actions and commit to it. If you want something, commit to it. Put forth that energy to accomplish your goals and take care of your physical, emotional, and mental well-being. And here's the most important strategy: trust the process, be patient and persistent, and trust that breakthroughs will come to you as long as you're doing what you need to do. One of the first things in order to have that breakthrough and to set the tone is to identify the areas where you're feeling stuck and understand the fears and limitations that's holding you back. So reflect on that. what's something like that's bothering you? You've been feeling stuck in the same spot, no movement, and you're just not progressing. Think about what that is. It's different for each person. Our lives are totally different. We're all unique. So think about what that looks like for you in your life, and what are some things that you can do to shift from a fixed mindset to a growth mindset and change how you're looking at that situation so that how you could progress and gradually move out of that particular area that you're feeling stuck in. And you have to, it starts in your mind. You have to break through mental barriers, overcome that self-doubt, overcome all of those negative thinkings and ideas that pop up. And there is power in reframing challenges as opportunities and cultivating that self-confidence and belief in your potential. And if you need any additional resources, my book, Reframing Your Thoughts, is available Barnes & Noble. Get your copy. There's so many great nuggets and gems that focus on the positivity and just reframing all of those thoughts so that you can have a more fulfilling life. And most importantly, one of the biggest tools is taking action towards change and set clear and attainable goals. Build healthy habits. In order to build healthy habits, you have to be consistent and commit to your habits daily for long-term success. And embrace discomfort. Understand that discomfort is a sign of growth. It's a part of the growing pains. It's a part of the process. So you have to do that and understand how to navigate setbacks and failures and be resilient. We all will face challenges and setbacks in life, but you don't have to stay stuck there. You have to be resilient. You have to bounce back and you have to push through. So understand, most importantly, how to deal with criticism and rejection, and make sure that you have individuals that are influencing you on a positive note that uplift you and encourage you. Make sure that your environment and your support group is positive. The last thing you want to do is find yourself looking to people that are so negative to lift you up. If you need that level of support, don't choose the wrong tribe, basically. Make sure that anyone that you're going to for guidance and support, that they're positive, they believe in you, and they support you, and they're uplifting you in your spirits. You shouldn't leave them feeling drained or down or doubting yourself even more. So be selective with that, but always, you know, seek a positive, nurturing tribe. Now is the perfect time to create a vision for your future. It does not matter what you're going through. Don't look at where you're at. Look at where you want to be. Reflect on that. What you want your future to be, and work gradually daily to make improvements that can get you where you want to be in the future and have that fulfilled life, and inspire others through your transformation. Because believe it or not, people see you, they see what you're going through, they see what you overcome, and we all serve as inspirations for others as well. Understand that every breakthrough begins with a decision. So choose to do better, to no longer be held back by fear, doubt, or even your past failures. By embracing change, pushing past obstacles, and stepping into your potential, you create a life of growth, a life of success, and fulfillment. The path may not always be easy, but it's definitely always worth it. Your breakthrough is definitely within your reach, so now is the time for you to claim it. So go for it. Claim your breakthrough, and also practice those strategies, build those habits daily, those healthy habits for long-term success. It's all about the end game, baby. So set yourself up. Make sure that you're gradually implementing all of those good, healthy habits so that you could be where you want to be and that you have those attainable goals that you can actually accomplish and, you know, have a future and a life that you truly desire. So I'm not here telling you everything is going to be easy. Your breakthrough is happening today, this evening. That's not what I'm doing. Life will always have challenges, setbacks, curveballs. We're going to feel stuck, unstuck. It's a roller coaster. But you have to understand that you must not give up. You must be persistent and rise above those limitations. And that's where your breakthrough is. That's where you'll be able to step into the new version of ourselves. Because we all, where we're trying to get to that level of success or anything that we're passionate about, anything that we want, as individuals, we all have barriers that present themselves to us. So you have to step boldly and be courageous and push past those obstacles that are holding you back from, you know, getting what you want. Your personal struggles can't stop you. Those professional roadblocks, they're just temporary. And that inner doubt, you could speak positivity to it. There's so many things that you can do to work towards your breakthrough and change your life for the better. What area of your life are you ready to experience a breakthrough in? What small step can you take today to create the conditions for that breakthrough to occur? Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. Remember, you have the power to break through any limitations that are holding you back. Embrace the process, trust your intuition, and allow yourself to experience the transformative power of a breakthrough. Your breakthrough is on the way. Hang in there, don't get discouraged, and understand no matter what setbacks you're facing, no matter what's going on in the world, things are crazy right now in the United States, but be positive and hold on and be focused. Don't doubt yourself and focus on incorporating more positivity and positive daily affirmations. You'll definitely need it. I'm here to tell you, whatever you're experiencing, it doesn't last always, and your breakthrough is on the way. I hope you receive it, because I receive my breakthrough, and I claim it. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.